Huh? Nah, ha, gotcha. It'll teach you to mess with Tony Maselli's spot cleaner.
You talking to the stove?
No, I was, you know, it's just that it's a little lonesome out here on the range.
Tony, I think you need a break. Come in the living room. I have a surprise for you.
Really? Really? Well, I hope it's self-cleaning.
Surprise!
Mike Vassell! Hey, oh, Mike, how are you? Angel, look, it's Mike Vassell!
I know.
We used to play ball together.
I brought him to the house.
Did you ever see this guy play, Angela? We're talking MVP, you know, World Series rings. This is a big star.
That's why we're doing a commercial together.
So, Mike, what are you doing here?
A commercial with Angela.
Why didn't you tell me?
I thought I just did.
Oh, Mike, sit. Have a seat. Hey, you look great. And let me tell you, I'm proud of you. You've done great.
Well, I owe it all to you.
But what do you mean?
You know, I got injured. Mike filled in. It's a boring story.
Boring? Please, picture this. It's bottom of the ninth. We're down 1-0. Tony, knowing that he could be our last shot for a run, tries to stretch a double into a triple. He dives into third base and he rips apart his shoulder. A great career is over.
So, if Tony hadn't gotten hurt, he'd be the one with $1 million endorsement deal now?
That's right.
Imagine that. I mean, if you had just stayed at second base, you'd be a rich man.
Mother.
But you lost it all because of one bonehead play.
Mother.
Crazy world. Crazy world.
Hey, Tony, ready?
Wow, Mike Vassell. Oh, you are my favorite baseball player. Hey, will you autograph my ball?
My pleasure.
Oh, that's nice. You can put that next to the one that Tony autographed for you.
No way. I'm not tossing this one in the closet.
Nice kid.
Yeah. I'm like a father to him. No respect.
Oh, listen, Tony, I got to get back to the studio. Angela's got me doing 3 commercials and a photo shoot.
Yeah, I know how it is. You know, my plate's pretty full, too. What with running the house and, you know, going to school and then, coming back from school and into the house, which I run, you know, and then it's back to school again.
Well, it's not a big plate, but it's full.
Yeah, it's so full. I better get back to it. Hey, Mike, good seeing you.
Good to see you.
Keep swinging, pal.
All right, bye.
Okay.
Crazy world. Crazy world.
Oh, no, wait a minute. This ain't bleach, this is ammonia. I don't think you're supposed to mix that.
Tony. Tony.
Angela?
No, not Angela. It's Jojo. Hey, next time you should have my name tattooed someplace where you could read it.
Something tells me we're not in Kansas anymore, Jojo.
There's a time for love and a time for living. Take a chance and face the wind. An open road and a road that's hidden. A brand new life.
What am I doing here?
Wow, you ask a lot of deep questions.
Whose place is this?
It's yours, silly.
Mine? Oh, wait a minute, I remember. This all started when I mixed
cognac and scotch, and I told you not to do that. Hey, I think I'll go take a shower.
Wow, this is weird, very weird. Not bad, weird. Time magazine? A Neiman? I'm a baseball player?
You're a bum, Miss Ellie.
Coach? But it can't be you. You're
benched by the big man?
Oh, no. Then that means I'm...
No. You're not dead, Miss Ellie.
Oh, what am I dreaming? Then what's going on here?
Look, sometimes an entire life hinges on one random event. In your case, it was when I waved you from second to third, and you injured your shoulder.
Well, that's all right, Coach, because I would have gone anyway.
That's why you're a bum. But technically, I'm responsible. So I was sent to give you your other life. The one that could have been.
So are you like a guardian angel?
No, I'm a dead coach.
Hey, wait a minute. So you never waved me to third, right? And I never tore up my shoulder. Hey, look. No scar. So then I kept playing?
Wow, I'd say. You hit 3 home runs in the 85 series.
The series?
MVP.
Wow, I'm good. And I'm rich. I'm rich. I mean, I own this Manhattan penthouse?
Not to mention homes in Palm Springs, Malibu, and Aspen.
I passed out, and I'm going to wake up any minute, right?
Only if you want to.
Are you saying that I have some choice in this matter? It's up to me. Like, this could all be mine?
Are you all right, sir?
Oh, yeah. I was just talking to the coach. the couch.
Of course. I wanted to remind you that you're meeting with your agent and your business manager in a few minutes.
Could you just tell me who you are?
You mixed cognac and scotch again, didn't you, sir? Miss Eastman, your personal assistant. And this is Jim. And this is Steve, your agent and your manager.
Sir, is this a bad time?
No, it's a good time. It's a good time. Hey, how you doing? Nice to see you. Is there something wrong?
Well, it's just that you never shake hands.
Or ask how we're doing.
But it's great.
Oh, yeah, everything you do is great.
I couldn't have said it better. Why don't you take a look at your new endorsement deal?
As you can see, they've agreed to all our numbers. And you'll be the exclusive spokesman for their new wine cooler.
Wine cooler? Wait a minute, I can't advertise alcohol. I mean, little kids look up to me, right? And anyway, it's not like I need the money, do I?
Well, what with your 3 ex-wives?
3 ex-wives?
Yeah, in Palm Springs, Malibu, and Aspen.
Do I have any children?
Yes.
A daughter? Samantha?
Yes. Samantha, very good, sir.
Thank you. Well, can I see her, please? Come on. I want to see my daughter.
Yes, sir. Mr. Maselli wants to see Samantha. Bring that videotape in here right away.
Wait a minute. Videotape?
She was on Donahue last week.
Donahue? My little girl is famous. Whoa.
We're talking to Samantha Maselli, daughter of baseball legend Tony Maselli, and also the author of the new fictional bestseller, Most Valuable Player, Least Valuable Father. Samantha Maselli, welcome.
Thanks, Phil.
Sam, let's get right to it. Now, isn't the neglectful basketball father-dad in your book really your own baseball-playing father?
I mean, just because the father is neglectful, so he makes promises he can't keep, breaking his little girl's heart, trying to solve problems by throwing money at me. I mean, at her. Just because.
Am I really that bad?
Of course not. No, you're wonderful.
A prince among men.
It's worse than I thought. I've surrounded myself with yes men.
Oh, no, we're not yes men.
Could you please just leave me alone?
Oh, yes, sir, whatever you say, sir.
Whoa! Rub-a-dub-dub, that's some babe in a tub.
Coach, I don't believe this. I don't believe what's happened here. My daughter hates me. People around me cower in fear. What happened to me?
You became a success. Money and fame do this to a lot of guys.
But, Coach, you know me. I'm a good guy. I've always been a good guy, right?
Of course you are, sir. All your furniture likes you. Angela Bauer's here to see you.
Angela's here?
Yes.
Oh, good, good. Send her in. Go get her. Go send her in. Send her in. Coach, Angela's here. I'm so happy she's still in my life. Everything's going to be just fine now, Coach. Just fine. Oh, Angela. So good to see you.
You creep.
What'd you hit me for?
I've warned you 1,000 times. Keep your hands off me.
But I thought you'd like it.
I'll bet you did. Please, if we are going to be working together, would you try to behave yourself?
Oh, we're working together. Well, that's great. That's great.
Yeah, it's fabulous. Now, Mr. Maselli, here is the copy that we came up with.
Well, I'm not interested in this. Here, sit down. Sit down a second. I want to hear about you. You know, what's been happening all these years? You're not married, are you?
No, not that it's any of your business.
Oh, all these years and you never found a man. That's great.
Thank you. For your information, I had a boyfriend. His name was Gary. We just broke up, okay? Now can we get on with it?
See, I don't get it. I mean, if you hate me so much, what are you doing here?
It's my job. I have to go where my company sends me.
Oh, so you don't have your own ad agency?
You just keep rubbing it in, don't you? I don't have a man. I don't have an agency.
That's right. Because I wasn't there to get you to start it.
Oh, yes. I'm sure I would be so much more successful, not to mention personally fulfilled, if only you had come into my life earlier.
You'd be surprised. So, what is it we're working on here?
Your public service spot to promote reading?
Oh, well, that sounds like a pretty nice thing to do.
Oh, please, you're just doing it to boost your image and help get you into the Hall of Fame.
Wait a minute, I'm going to be eligible for the Hall of Fame? Oh, I knew I was good, but I'm great!
That is it. I can't take it anymore. You are the most egotistical, self-centered jerk I have ever had the misfortune to work
with. No, wait a minute, Angela, wait!
You are not going anywhere!
Sam!
How dare you hit me with this libel suit?
Should I call security?
No, of course not. This is my daughter.
Oh, and I suppose by you not throwing me out, it makes you father of the year.
No, give me that cigarette. No, of course not. I'm a rotten father.
Don't you even try to deny. Did you just admit that you were a rotten father?
The worst. I stunk.
Oh, God, I hope I got that all.
Sam.
It's for the sequel. When bad fathers happen to good daughters.
Come. Sam, look. I'm just trying to make things up to you. Look, you know that study abroad program you wanted to go on? It's yours.
You still think you could solve everything with money, don't you?
No, I'm just trying to get back some of the time we lost. Look, forget about Europe. How about lunch? We'll go to the old neighborhood. We'll go down to Marty's Melody Room, huh? I'll have Rufus make you a double chocolate egg cream with 2 straws.
You remember?
Of course. It was your favorite, honey.
Well, okay, but I'm still taping everything just in case this is some kind of trick.
It's not a trick. Come on. Look, we'll spend the whole day together. Just you and me, all right? Just let me get changed. Hey, Coach, did you see what happened, Coach? I got through to Sam. And if I can get through to Sam, I can get through to Angela. Then I'll have fame. I'll have money. And I'll have the people I love. I'll have everything, Coach.
Okay, Tony. It's all yours.
Of course, there's a few things I'm going to have to give up, Coach.
I'm not so sure this is a good idea, Miss Ellie.
I'm telling you, Coach, you don't know it yet, but she needs me.
Would somebody please answer that door?
You see? That used to be my job.
Wow, Tony Miss Ellie. Oh, come in.
Thank you.
You know, you are my favorite baseball player.
Thanks.
Hey, will you sign my mitt?
Oh, absolutely.
It's still $25, right?
No. From now on, there's no charge.
Really? Yeah. Wow. Hey, you're not half the jerk Mom said you were. I'll tell her you're here.
Thank you. Look at this place, huh? It's a mess. These people are falling apart without me.
Well, it's immaculate.
Oh, yeah? Look, right here. A water spot, right there. These people live like pigs.
Welcome to my house. May I offer you some slop?
I didn't mean that. I was just talking to the, Well, you look lovely.
Thank you. And thank you. Thank you for the flowers.
Yeah, well, here's one more. That makes it an even dozen.
That's very sweet. Maybe I owe you an apology. I was unprofessional. I shouldn't have slapped you. And I thank you for not having me fired.
I thank you for not knocking my teeth out.
Mom, I can't find my mitt.
Dress it by the bed, third drawer.
Oh, found it, thanks.
Lucky guess.
Something very strange about you.
Well, let's just say in another place and time, you know, we had something very special.
You're from L.A., aren't you?
Why don't you let me tell you about the real me over dinner, huh?
No, tonight, it isn't a good night. I have a lot of work to do.
Well, you gotta eat, huh? Well, I'll cook something, huh? How about I whip up a fast linguine alla vongole?
It's my favorite.
Another lucky guess.
This is the best meal I've ever had.
Thanks.
He cooks, he cleans, and he's got a butt you can bounce a quarter on. Angela, don't louse this one up,
Mother.
Well, after what happened with Gary.
Hey, what did happen with good old Gary?
Nothing. Nothing happened with Gary.
That's how you loused it up.
Now, Mona, come on. Now, stop picking on your daughter here. Angela, I gotta hand it to you. I think you're doing just fine.
Thank you.
Hey, Jonathan. What do you say tomorrow after school? We go down to the stadium? I show you around, huh?
Wish I could, but school's 300 miles away. I'm going back tomorrow.
What? You go to a boarding school?
Yeah. Well, I better get packing. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Yep, me too.
Wait a minute. Where are you going?
Home. To London.
You don't live here with her?
With her? No way.
You would have if I'd been here.
Why? Do you swim in the nude?
Go pack.
Like you weren't thinking it.
Angela, I'm a little surprised. I can't believe it. I mean, you send Jonathan to a boarding school. Your mother lives in London. I can't believe it.
Excuse me?
Well, I mean, you know, family. They should be together. They need you as much as you need them.
How dare you walk in here and criticize my life?
Oh, what life? I mean, you bury yourself in your work. You send your family away and you're living here alone.
And who are you to talk? You have three failed marriages and a daughter who makes a living trashing you in public?
That was a fictional book about a basketball player.
Oh, yes. Tony Minnelli. I wonder who could it be?
All right, so my life isn't perfect, but I know you. You gotta stop running away from your fears.
Oh? Oh, and what do you know about my fears?
I know you're afraid of commitment because you failed in your first marriage and you're afraid of failing again. And I also know you're afraid of crowds and heights and that clown scene in Poltergeist.
Well, I think I've heard just about enough.
Well, I'll say this, Miss Ellie. You're consistent. You got a big mouth and both lives.
I know. Hey, look, Angela, I'm sorry. I was just saying what was in my heart, and I'm sorry if I hurt you, and I'm just going to be on my way.
Wait, please, wait. You are not totally off base about some of the things.
Yeah?
You are not the first person to suggest that I bury myself in my work because of my reluctance to...
What, to let go? To take chances? To go with your heart?
It's incredible how a stranger can know you so well. Thank you. Excuse me.
Wait, where are you going? Where are you going?
To call Gary.
Gary? Gary, what about me? What about us?
Us? Oh, Tony, I don't think so. Maybe another place, another time, but Gary and I have a history, and he's always been there for me. And he said when I was ready to make a commitment to give him a call. And thanks to you, I think I'm ready.
Don't take it so hard, Miss Ellie. She did need you. Just not in the way you thought.
I just want to go home.
Tony. Tony.
Jojo? Oh, Angela Chu.
Tony, yeah. Are you okay?
Yeah, I think so. What happened?
Well, you were out for a couple of minutes.
You can't mix these things. It's dangerous.
Well, so it was all a bad dream. My scar's back.
Are you sure you're okay?
Do you love me?
Yes, of course.
Then I'm okay.
Who's Jojo?
Hey, yo, who's Gary?
Tony.
Tell me what the piece...
You bad boy.
Coming into the bathroom while I'm taking a shower.
What are you talking about?
As if you didn't know. I love those little hearts you drew in the steam on the mirror.
But Angela, wait a minute. I didn't do...
Rub-a-dub-dub. Nice blonde in the tub.
Ouch.